بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed and we mentioned the dua to be read in the marketplace, in a person's office, a place of heedlessness. People become unaware of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then for the person to become conscious once again and to remind himself of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, which is the reason for our existence, is the ibadat of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, to recognize Allah, to remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So just to recap and to revise, yesterday we mentioned the dua to be read in the marketplace, in the business place, in the offices. The riwayat of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever recites these words in the marketplace will receive a million rewards, a million sins will be forgiven, and a house will be built for him in Jannah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Abu Qilaba rahimahullah states, two men met in the marketplace. One said to the other, come let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place where people are unmindful. They do sit down, make some mudhakara, make some istighfar. But this also can be done in this time and period where we meet our neighbors, business associates, having a meeting. Let's have some ta'aleem, make some istighfar, read some wazaif. And this is a Muslim businessman. So they did so in a place where Allah Ta'ala, a person becomes unmindful of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So they sat down and make istighfar. After a while, one of them passed away. The other one saw him in a dream. The deceased said to him, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave us the day we met at the marketplace. That was the day we just sat there a little while, made istighfar. That was the reason for our najat and our salvation. The rights of the road and the marketplace. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstain from sitting on the roads. Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, Ya Rasulullah, there is no way out for us because this is where we sit and have our discussions. Madinat al-Munawwara in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not as it is today. Today we can say that the haram right now, Madinah Munawwara, the size of it was the entire city of Madinah Munawwara. All Sahaba ikram lived around there. And the roads weren't paved and tarred. So we have our informal settlements with just sand or mud. So that was the scenario in Madinatul Munawwara. So Sahaba Ikram mentioned, there is no way out for us because this is where we sit and have our discussions. We just meet outside the house, outside our businesses, and informal businesses, just marketplaces, some selling cattle, chickens, sheep, etc., and other commodities. So we would meet there and we would speak. But this is where we sit and have our discussions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we have no alternative but to sit there, then fulfill the right of the road, حَقُّ tariq, that the road has a right upon you. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what is the right of the road, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, lowering the gaze, removing harmful objects, replying to a greeting, enjoining good, and forbidding evil. But this is the right of the road upon a Muslim. Like how we have the rights of a Muslim upon a Muslim, we have the rights of the road upon a Muslim also. As we hear Mawlana Ibrahim Deola Sahib always saying, that the life of a mu'min is zimindariyo ko pura karna. That we have responsibilities to fulfill. We're not free. Freedom is in Jannat, inshallah. Dunya is a restriction for us, is a jail for us. So we have these rights of the road to fulfill upon which Allah Ta'ala will reward us. So among the rights of the road is to lower the gaze. Ghaddul basar. The person is in a public area, so he has to look after his nazar, look after his gaze, whether male or female. Both are equally commanded by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for insan. Sometimes we might feel, or the masturat, the human feel that we're being restricted. Husband is restricting me. I must go into parada, I must sit at home. Is that the command of the husband? Is the command of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows the tabiat and the inclination and the nature of man and women, what man likes to do. An-nasu harisun fima muni'a. They are saying
The people are greedy for that which they are prevented from. What they cannot do, they want to do that. For example, when it comes to men and women right now, we find the move of feminism amongst the Muslim women also. Why can't we go to the masjid? But if you tell the men, read your salah at home, he's too happy. And tell the women, come to the masjid, they are too happy. It's always opposite way. Going to Haramain Sharifain also, the women are first in the masjid before the men also. But Taraweeh, they are there already. The men is still telling behind. So Sharia is like that. It will prevent you from that which you want to do. You have to see what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. What is the command of Allah? The men's clothing getting longer, women's clothing getting shorter. Men's hair getting longer, women's hair getting shorter. Always the opposite. Stipsy-turvy dunya. So we have to see what Allah Ta'ala wants from me. The men's clothing getting shorter, above the ankles, women getting longer. Women's hair getting longer, men's hair getting shorter. That is correct. So insan will always be like this. It's not a restriction from the husband, it is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us. Therefore, when it comes to Islam, means to surrender. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, who surrendered everything. Surrendered his wife, his son, prepared to slaughter him, give up the wife and the young child in a valley with no cultivation, no water, no food. Surrendered everything. Then to Allah Ta'ala says, oh Ibrahim, surrender. Then he replied, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I surrendered myself to the Rabb of the universe. I've given up everything for the sake of Allah. Upon that, Allah Ta'ala made him Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. So for us to become the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we have to surrender. Husband has to understand also what he has to do within the home, outside the home. The wife has to know her rights also, her restrictions. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned lowering the gaze. Lowering the gaze will become easy when every person knows where their place is. The man knows where his place is and the women know where their place are. Then it's not difficult thereafter. Alhamdulillah, we've been on Tashkil in many places in Pakistan also. You will find the Pathan areas. After Asr, you go to the marketplace, you won't find a single woman. It's only men. Men are doing all the shopping. Women know their place and the men know their place. It's a pure, clean environment and everybody is happy. No tension, no stress. So this is how it should be. This is how Madina Munawwara was. So to lower the gaze becomes very, very easy thereafter. A person doesn't have to look after his gaze so much. And more in the marketplace, in our offices, in the businesses. And unfortunately, because of incorrect yaqeen and the greed for wealth, so we will hire female staff because it's cheaper. They're sort of Muslim businessmen. We have to make dua to Allah. Allah give us so much of barakat that we hire only males. And we have to hire females. They say we also need to work remotely. At the time of COVID, we saw how it happened. Business still carried on, alhamdulillah. So it can be done. When the Muslim ummah will make a decision, Allah Ta'ala, rozi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So lowering the gaze. So for the men to lower their gazes, and for the women also, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. And say to the believing women also, that they should lower some of the gazes. For the men also, some of the gazes, not all. And how beautifully at this point, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would explain, Allah has made a few things haram and plenty halal. Plenty things are halal, but insan also go towards the haram. Few things are haram, just abstain, you'll become the friend of Allah. So lower some of your gazes, meaning most of the gazes you can look up. Parents you can look up, look at your wife as much as you want to, the children also, no problem. Those that are mahram to you, that you can look at them, look as much as you want to. And those that you're not supposed to look at, those now lower your gaze. And upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you chaste and pure. For the women also, they can look at their parents, husband, uncles, nephews. And what they can't look at, the brother-in-law, which is death, which is moth, they abstain completely, look away. So lowering the gaze is amongst the rights of the road. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Shall we continue tomorrow?